This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi, truth in engineering.
Well, John Cook won 11 times on the PGA Tour. He has been out on the Champions Tour since 2007. Last week, picking up his 10th Champions Tour win at the Nature Valley. First, he opened at Pebble Beach. It's a pleasure to welcome John Cook to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, John.
Hello there, John. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, first of all.
Boy, thanks. Yeah, it's a special win in a lot of ways, not only just, my little bit of a history at Pebble Beach and, you know, to get double-digit wins on both tours, I'm pretty proud of that. Like I said, happening at Pebble Beach is a very, very special place to me and to my family. And to capture one there was, it was a crowning moment for sure.
You mentioned double-digit wins on both tours. So you've won 20-plus times. You won a lot as an amateur. When you win, do you still celebrate? Do you do anything to celebrate a victory?
Of course, yeah. Winning is fun. As my old mentor, Ken Venturi, used to say, winning is fun. And, you celebrate it with those that you love and those that have been, that are around you, that have been supporters and believers all these years. And I was very fortunate enough last weekend to have my wife, Jan, and my middle daughter, Courtney, and her little family there, along with my brother and sister-in-law and a couple of friends. So, when winning is great, but when you can do it and share with people around you, makes it even more special.
You've been hurt. You've been injured. Are you a patient, or does something like that kind of wear on your patience?
I am not a patient.
Yeah.
I'm a 180 from that. I love to compete. I love to train. I love to practice. I love to go play and compete in golf. Always been that way, from playing football and basketball in my earlier years in golf. I am not a patient. And to have 10 weeks off of golf completely, not just competitive golf, but no golf swing, I was a lunatic, and you can ask my wife that. And I felt horrible for her having to deal with me, not being able to do anything. And it takes a while then to get that competitiveness back and golf muscles stretched out and, learning how to play tournament golf again. It took longer than I thought. And like I said, I'm not patient, and I have not been patient all year. So to be quite honest, I struggled this year with myself and which crept into my golf game. So hopefully this I can calm down a little bit and put to rest some of the little demons that I had and I can go and enjoy the rest of the year and get ready for 15.
For the listener that hasn't had the chance to go out to the Monterey Peninsula to see Pebble Beach, to even play Pebble Beach, even at your somewhat advanced age, Mr. Cook, why is Pebble so special?
Well, I can only relate that to, being personal. And my father took me up there in 1972 to the 1972 U.S. Open. And ever since then, I played in an event from 1973 every single year up until just last week. It's a special place. Our state amateur was up there. Our state high school was up there. Up there so many times to play in the in the state amateur, in the Crosby, in the AT&T, now the Nature Valley First Tee Open, played in the Callaway, played in, our California Golf Association, mixed team events. I mean, I've been up there so much and competed up there so often that I just take it in, and it's such a great place. The the venue, the vistas, the just the sights that you see, the smell, the ocean. We're beach people. Growing up in Southern California, we're ocean people. It's just something, and when I get up there, it's such a calming effect. And like I said, I struggled this year with a lot of things, but it seems like when I get to places like Hawaii and get to places like Pebble Beach, I try to draw back on great memories and experiences, and use the ocean and use the beach as kind of the motivation. So for anybody that hasn't been to Pebble Beach, and you'll get it when you get there. You'll understand what I'm talking about.
We are talking with John Cook. He won last week on the Champions Tour. You have spent a fair amount of this year doing a little television. Is there anything about the television work that has helped your game?
Well, certainly, yeah. It keeps you connected. It keeps you in the game. It keeps you thinking about things. My role on the morning drive on Golf Channel in the mornings is just that. I'm an analyst. I don't need to be perfect. I don't need to be reading scripts. I don't need to be, up on staff. I understand professional golf at the competitive level because I'm doing it, not that I did it, but I am still doing it, and understand how the game has changed, how it's ever-changing. And I love to talk about golf. I love to relay my experiences. My lineage is, Byron Nelson, Ken Venturi to me. I love explaining and those experiences of what I know about the game to the viewing public. And the comments that we get out and about are just that they, the guys in the morning, they're up getting ready to go to work, turn it on, and they understand, and they want to know, what it was like, hey, to win last week. I just did it. I can tell you how it was. I don't have to go back to 15, 20 years ago. I just did this. So I've enjoyed it. I hope to keep doing it as long as they want me. I really, really enjoy it. And because, like I said, I love talking about the game of golf.
Do you, when you're home on an off week, when you're not playing, do you watch golf?
It depends on who's in contention and who's, if it's friends of mine or I have a vested interest in the event. I do like watching golf. I'm a sports guy. I like watching what's on. If it works into the schedule, I love watching, the major championships. Didn't get to watch a whole lot of the Ryder Cup, but I watched as much as I could. So I enjoy those type of events. And at some point, when I do have to talk about golf, I want to be up to date, and I want to be, current with, the guys on the tour and what they're doing, what they're going through. So I do watch when I can.
John, you talked about winning last week, having the family members there, celebrating afterwards. You've won a lot. You've just turned 57. I'm sorry. At 57, what does winning mean to you today that maybe is different than when you were 27 or 37?
Oh, great question. I think it's just a matter of knowing that you can still do it. I love to get up in the morning and go work on my game and go play golf and play with friends when I'm not competing. I still love to do it. It's what we've done. I've done this since I was 12, 13 years old, with a lot of the same guys in junior golf, high school golf, into college amateur golf, and starting the tour in the, 1980, in the early 80s, all the way through the 90s until we all turned 50. It's kind of the same crew, and we all just love to play. And it shows me that, the work that I do, and I'm still passionate about it, but to win is why we do it. We've been competitive for 50 years, and the day that I don't have that urge and that desire to go practice and work on my game is the day that I'll walk away. I don't see that happening for a while because I still love to compete and I still love to put the time in, but it's just a validation of everything that you've done.
Well, it was. I'm glad you're going to keep playing. That was fun to watch over the weekend. Keep playing well, and have a great holiday season, John. Thanks for taking the time to do this.
My pleasure, John. Anytime. Thank you.